In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, I have to wish all of you a happy feast day, because today is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, the patroness of music. So for all of those who have been singing, it's your feast day today. And let's not remember and not forget the truth that when we sing, we pray twice. And it's a wonderful way to give glory to God, as well as to add to the beauty of our ceremonies. And it brings us a certain kind of a joy to sing and to sing well. Now, who is this Saint Cecilia? You see her picture there in church today, her shrine. She's usually depicted with an organ. That's because the story is told that during her wedding feast, when the musical instruments were playing, Saint Cecilia was praying in her heart to God. Saint Cecilia was from a very noble and wealthy Roman family, but she consecrated herself to our Lord and was baptized. And as sisters are, she was just going to be the spouse of Christ and no one else. Well, her father decided, as fathers did for most of history, that she would marry a certain wealthy pagan. And his name was Valerian. After the wedding feast was over, she told Valerian that she had an angel appointed to guard her and that she belonged only to our Lord. And Valerian said, "I'd like to see that angel." "Oh, no," she said, "you can't see him unless you're baptized." So she sent him over to see the Pope, St. Urban, and he instructed him and baptized him in the catacombs of Rome. And when he was baptized, he went back to see Cecilia, and he found her standing next to her guardian angel, and the angel was holding two crowns, sort of wreaths, such as we use for the Blessed Mother for the May crowning, two beautiful wreaths, crowns of fresh flowers. One was for her, and one was for him, that he would be a martyr saint as well. Now, Saint Cecilia isn't just the patron saint of one thing. She is a patron saint of doing many things to show her love for our Lord. Indeed, in the Divine Office, we say that Saint Cecilia, like a busy bee, quasi apis actuosa in the Latin, a busy bee, served the Lord. We might almost say, what didn't Saint Cecilia do? So here already, she's praying very hard, and she's keeping pure and consecrated to Christ, and she's winning converts for Christ. Another convert that she won was the brother of Valerian. His name was Tiburtius, because he said right away, "Well, I want my brother to see the angel too." So he had to go and become a Christian, and then he could see the angel too. When they became Christians, they dedicated themselves to burying the dead. That's one of the corporal works of mercy. You see, the pagans, by means of truly punishing the Christians, wouldn't even allow their bodies to be buried after they were martyred, but they were thrown in a kind of a sewer. So at night, brave Christians would go out on a kind of a secret mission, and they would take their bodies and bury them, usually on the properties of Catholics. So Saint Cecilia had some of these martyrs buried at her house. And that's what got her and the brothers into trouble with the Roman authorities. So they came and they were arrested. And first of all, the two brothers, they died very bravely as martyrs. And then it was Saint Cecilia's turn. And she wasn't afraid at all. She was just a young lady in her teens. And she stood before the judge, whose name was Almachius. And he said to her, "Aren't you afraid of me? I can give you life, or I can give you death." "Oh, no," she said, "Your Honor. You could give me death, that's true, but only God can give life." Well, the pagans didn't know what to make of Cecilia. Because she was from such a good family, they thought they would put her to death privately. And so, you know, the Romans were very advanced children. They had running water and hot water and indoor heat, a certain system of that. And after the dark, during the Dark Ages, all of that was forgotten until modern times. So St. Cecilia had a kind of a bathroom that was similar to ours. And there was hot water and steam. And so what they did was they tried to suffocate her to death with the hot water and the steam. Only she didn't die. So they sent some soldiers, the pagans did, to behead her. Only they didn't do a very good job. And St. Cecilia lived for 3 days, and she left all of her money for churches, and she put out 3 fingers from her hand while she was dying so slowly for the most blessed Trinity, her faith. And then, because she was such a beautiful saint, after she died, nobody touched her, but they took her body just like that, and they covered it with a golden robe, and they put her in the catacomb. And her body was there for many centuries until the 16th century. And then it was miraculously discovered. And they took it out, and she looked just as she did on the day that she died. She was just a little girl, not very big, and she was kind of laying on her side, and her neck had been severed, and she had one hand out. Many, many people came to see her body. But it wasn't meant to last. When it was exposed to the air, it dissolved into dust in a few days. But a wonderful sculptor came and made an image of it, so you can still see today how St. Cecilia looked on the day of her martyrdom. But what we want to remember her for, children, is being busy about serving our Lord. Even if you can't sing, and you do your best, you'd have another way to serve our Lord, by praying. And you'd have another way to serve our Lord, by bringing others to Jesus, by saying and doing kind things for them and making an invitation and praying for them too. And then by doing the works of mercy. Children, we can all be busy bees serving our Lord our whole life long. Let's ask St. Cecilia to be the patroness of that for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.